Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Run, Thrive, Survive. I'm your host, Sierra Carter. And as usual, we are here to run our lives and not let life run us. I love this episode because you guys know this is like my bread and butter, mental health and running. And we're just going to go over the three benefits that running actually does physiologically for your body and your mental health. Wow, that's a hard word to say on a Friday. You try saying that on a Friday. Wow. So there's three things. And I wanted to do this episode because we always hear running is therapy. Do this for running. Why is this, that, this? And we don't really, a lot of us, I feel like, don't really dig into actually why running is so beneficial. Like if you understand why it's beneficial, it gives it such a deeper meaning. Now, some of you do, and I'm really proud of you. And those of you that don't know it yet, don't feel bad. Because all we hear all day is running is therapy. And like when you run and you feel good, like why would you question it? Why would you do any more research? Because you've got a busy life. You've probably got kids. You've probably got a lot of things going on. So we're not even going to worry about that. But I'm here to talk about them because it's my bread and butter. I wish more people in this world would run. I think mental health would skyrocket because right now it is tanking and that sucks. So let's get into reason number one. Why running is so good for you physically. All right, we're just going to ignore that word. First, number one, it's an endorphin release. Most of us knew this. So scientifically, running stimulates that production of endorphins, the body's natural mood lifters. These chemicals are often referred to as those feel-good hormones because they can produce a sense of euphoria and relieve pain. So there you guys go. A lot of, like, I'll give you an example. I twisted my ankle last week and it hurts to walk on. It hurts to sit when I'm sitting down, but when I'm running after the first couple steps, I'm all good. That's probably not what that's for, but it does. It helps relieve pain. This can be mental or emotional pain, you guys. A lot of us don't like to talk about emotional pain because it's so hard to actually deal with. Emotional pain, in my opinion, is probably harder to deal with than any physical pain you'll ever experience because there is nothing that can relieve it except running, right? Running helps relieve emotional pain, at least helps you get your mind off of it because your body is hurting so much that you're not even recognizing the emotional pain. Okay, we're going to get off that topic because we can go down a rabbit hole. Anyways, that release of endorphins through physical activity like running is a natural way to combat stress, reduce feelings of depression, and improve overall mood. The biochemical process is a significant factor in the emotional benefit often referred to as the runner's high. We love it. We're runners. We get that runner's high. There's nothing that feels better than that runner's high. So let's move on to number two. It's actually reduces the stress hormones. So running can lead to a decrease in the levels of stress hormones, such as cortisol and adrenaline in the body. So this is really interesting. And I had this conversation. He is a, I can't say what he does or who he is, but he works high up in law enforcement and the military. And he just went to a retreat all about trying to reverse what the fight or flight response he is constantly in his job does to his body. And I really think it's cool because we had this conversation when he got back, how his cortisol levels are flipped. His cortisol levels are highest in the afternoon and they're lowest at night. So a lot of people that have this, their cortisol levels actually, when they're lowest, they make you wide awake. So if you're waking up at 2, 3 a.m., it's because your cortisol levels are off. And it's the body's reaction to stress. Trauma does this. Anything that you've experienced that is causing that constant fight or flight to be triggered is probably messing with your cortisol levels. And I think the funnest thing about this is but if you're decreasing those levels of cortisol levels in the morning when you're running or in the afternoon when there is high stress, your body is able to get out of that fight or flight mode get back to that normal level of hormones and kind of like reset itself. So running helps your hormones reset themselves. So by physically exerting your body is better able to regulate these hormones, leading to a calmer and more relaxed state after running. This helps in managing stress and anxiety and physical effects, making it easier to cope with daily pressures and challenges. Again, you guys, I know there's a lot of you that are dealing with very traumatic events in your life. Running may not be the end all be all. For some of you I've talked to, it really has been. But for some other people, the trauma that we've experienced might not be enough, or running might not be enough for that. You should be also seeking help and therapy alongside of it, but running absolutely will have an impact on it. And then we're going to go to number three, enhanced neuroplasticity. So regular aerobic exercise like running has been shown to increase the volume of certain brain regions through better blood supply that improve neuronal health and enhances the growth of new neurons. Why can't I say these words today? This process known as neuroplasticity positively affects the brain function and health. It has been linked to improvements in cognitive functions, memory, and an overall reduction in the risk of developing degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's. You know, it's also been linked to decreasing that disease of Alzheimer's. Saunas. We just had a podcast about that. Go check that out. I didn't mention that in the podcast about the new Recover steam sauna that I bought, but there is a huge study on that. And of course, we like to hide these studies because they're not pharmaceutical brands and we can always get into that. But Alzheimer's can be reduced also with saunas. So additionally, running can stimulate the release of growth factors, chemicals in the brain that affect the health of brain cells and the growth of new blood vessels in the brain and even the abundance of survival of new brain cells. You know, you guys, we all know somebody that we feel like only has like two brain cells to rub together. And I say that because you're thinking it. I'm just the one that said it, so you don't even have to say it. But we all know somebody like that. This can be true. If we're not using those brain cells and we're just, you know, like use it or lose it. A lot of our body is like that. Use it or lose it with the muscles, use it or lose it with a lot of different things. If we're not actually actively stimulating and regenerating their brain cells and the growth of our brain and our body and our muscles, we're going to lose them. So this is so important to understand that running is helping our mind. It is helping our mind be able to regulate our hormones. It is also helping us be able to regulate our brains in a way that can release those hormones that can actually function like a brain and maybe not be stuck in fight or flight. Get that reasoning back. Get that emotional side moving. Help yourself with depression. Help yourself with anxiety. Help yourself manage stress. Running is so powerful. And you know what? I know this can happen with a lot of endurance sports, but right now I'm a runner. I relate to you runners. Yes, you get a lot of stimulation from other things and any activity that you do, but we're focusing on running. And I just think it is so incredible. It helps with endorphin release. It helps reduce stress hormones and enhance neuroplasticity. So if you didn't know any of these before the podcast, now you do. I hope you share it with your friends because maybe that will be the iceberg tip for them to come and run a race with you. All right, guys, that's all I've got for you today. I hope you get out there this weekend, run those miles, and get out and run your life before life runs you. I'll be back again pretty soon this week and again next week with more podcasts. Love you guys. See you later.